Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Connie?
I'm good. I never got to tell you we went to Israel in the end of February.
Oh, wonderful. I'm sure you enjoyed it.
Yes. We did. Unfortunately, I got a parasite, but I'm working on that. But we've been back a couple weeks. Don had never
Hopefully
been. So.
the
Definitely.
hope the parasite is gone.
It
Understood. Good morning, Jasmine. We'll start in a minute.
And thank you to whoever mentioned that hyssop last week because it's really good stuff. I got some from Israel, but the lady's right. A lot of it doesn't have hyssop in it. You have to actually read the labels. Like 90% of them didn't have hyssop.
The lady is name is Hannah, and she's been a student of mine for probably 6 years or so, a long time.
I'm loving that stuff,
Not
so
as long as you, Connie, but close.
it is.
We'll be starting in a momentarily. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedulat Shemincha, Tatir, Zeru Aleph Bet Gimel, Yitat Tzadi, Kaberinat, Amchasagvenu, Taharenu, Nora, Kufreshayan, Sintet, Nun. Nagibor, Dorshe, Yehudcha, Kevavat, Shamrem, Nun Yimogalad, Taharem, Rakame sitkacha tamid gamlem betet resh tzaditav gimel tasim kadosh v'rov tucha na'el adatah tet kuf. That's Reish Sadi Tav Gimel. Chasin kadosh berov tilcha na'el adata. Het kuf bet, tet nun ayin. The letters of the month of Nisan. The Dalet, it created the planet Ma'adim, the planet Mars. And the He, it created the constellation Kaleh, which is the lamb or the ram. That's the astrological sign of Aries. Together, the Dalet and the He have a gematria of 9, which is either the level of Chachma, being wisdom, or the level of Yesod, being the foundation. The month of Nisan is also called the month of Aviv, and Aviv can be parsed into Av, meaning father, of Yud Bet, the 12. Control Nisan, control, utilize the 13 days, the ritual that we're about to explain to you, and you will control your year, all 12 months. Yachid ge'e lamcha p'nei zokre kedushata yud gimel lamed hei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel ushma tziakatenu yodea kalumot shin kufav tzadi yud taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy in this process. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed ve'emet, notze chesed la'alafim, notze awon wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty by studying, reading a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary, from Parasha Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and we'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkinte bitilu urhimu hilu hilu urhimu li'akda l'shem yud hei b'vav hei b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Vayino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei adeinu konenei aleinu maasei adeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar beka amatar tanenan dekudsha purichu koma deaved leela wikata kolayihu kishot biyovada dikshot. Lach mila bialma, vivae barnash, vodach yalea, mine yalan haga, veyakalana, dehakulu ovada, dikshot inun, wikola yitzterif, bialma. We will now connect to the energy of this year, 5778. The energy is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayichal Vayavo, Amelech Liroto, Vayomer Amnon, El Hamelech Tavo, Natamar Achoti, Udla Beb Leene, Shete Levivot, Vievre, Miada. The second verse that connects to this energy is from Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. This verse has concealed within it the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Chatati odiacha, wawoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale peshai, ladonai oe wahe, viata nasata, awon chatati, sela. The year 5777 also has two verses that connect to its energy, that of the goat. The first verse that we study I will mention that at the year 5777, in addition to the energy of the goat, is considered a wake-up energy as well. First verse that we study that this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai shinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Satz Ki Ach, which translates as appear like brothers. The final letters we can read as Dir Yam, and this can be translated as a sea of tenants. The second verse that we study is from Joshua. It's chapter 23, verse 8. This verse has the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zayin, concealed within it. The letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yo-he-wa-he Elohechem tadevaku wakasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, the energy of a pause that refreshes, also has two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo liachlu lehashit. Et kol ha'olot v'yehaskum achechem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei leval lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lalahe, Wawawa, Yolayo, Alame, Hey, 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 Aka'a, Retacha. The second verse is from Isaiah, it's chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu va'adonai yohe wa'e 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next, we have the verse from Samuel. It's 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitzabe sham v'shavtem elai el nahum v'halakti yitzen v'chayayim yeshno. Va'aretz v'kipasi oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yom ru'ayo. And the energy in the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse connecting to this energy. It is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Vesamti makom le'ami li'Yisrael untati v'shakan. Kach tav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu. V'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. We do this by saying the letters with their root vowels in sequence, name by name. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shi lalahe aka aka heta. Hey Zayo Allah da la awa hey hey ah Yo Zala me be hey hey reyo hey kome la awa kala yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey ah ah yo re ta shi ah hey. Re yo yo awa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he ka wa ko wa me nu da anu yo mche a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me he wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa. Hey, hey, yo, be, me, hey, yo, yo, me, wa, me. The Tzaddikim, the names from the Tzaddikim, we will do in the same manner. Wa, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, pe, a, me. Me, be, shi, la, yo, hey, anu, wa, ha, me, ta. Hey, hey, yo, anu da, la, hey, wa, hey, me, ah. Yo, ta, la, me, re, hey, hey, yo, yo, hey, me, me. La, wa, wa, ta, be, yo, la, yo, wa, hey, nu, la. Nu, me, ha, yo, hey, yo, me, nu, hey, 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 wa. Nu yo hey hey she ah yo re ta she ah hey re la yo ah wa me la yo be wa hey re yo yo la la hey hey ka ako me nu da ah nu yo hey wa me re hey ah yo se za ah she hey me ka ka wa wa la yo yo hey. Sa ala areyo, a ala meka he, wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi ala me, nu he a nu wata, me la he pe a yo, nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re, wa he be yo a he, ala wa me za yo, ka he be me ka ho, ala a he he wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, the second day of Nisan, Rabbeinu Baruch, Rabbi Eliyahu Kalman Yakash, Rabbi Shalom Dovber Schneerson, the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Chabad Rebbe, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Twersky, known as the Skver Rebbe, and his descendants are still active and still writing about his teachings and generally Kabbalah and other aspects of halakha as well. The Tzaddikim who left this evening, the third day of Nisan, Rabbi Aryeh Leib Grossmas, Rabbi Levi Yitzhak Shlomim, Rabbi Eliyahu Meir Finkel, Rabbi David Stavsky, and the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Our class today continues our preparation for Passover. We start, to get to the handout, we start at the unique astrological times link, which is underneath the two pictures on the right of every Hashem webpage. Or if you're on a mobile device, it's usually at the bottom of the page. When you get to the unique astrological times link, scroll to where it says preparation for the spring holidays. That's just after Rosh Chodesh Adar. And the first link there is preparation for the holidays of Purim, Pesach, the Omer, and Shavuot. When you open up that link, scroll to class number 4, and that is what we will be talking about today. This is the fourth class in the preparation for the 90-day period from Zion Adar through Shavuot. Classes 1 and 2 dealt with Purim and removing doubt. Class 3 deals with the period of the 13 days of Nisan. And Class 4 begins the preparation for Pesach. We read Class 3 last week when we spoke about Shabbat Haggadol, but we did not speak about the 13 days of Nisan. We did the second day this morning at 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. We did the second day, and those of us who listened to the preparation class on Thursday night, also yesterday on Shabbat, connected to the first day. Each day we will meet at 7 a.m. Pacific time to go through this ritual regarding the 13 days. So now we are speaking of the class 4 for the handout. But before I start that, I would like to remind you that on the Unique Astrological Times link, there is a discussion that we discussed back in Tu B'Av about the blessing for trees. Today is the first opportunity you have, if you have two fruit-bearing trees in bloom, to say this blessing. Sometime during this year, from the first of Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, until the last day of Adar, moving forward, not last Adar, but this coming Adar, 12 months away. During that period, you are directed to say this blessing when it is appropriate to say it, as early in the year as you are able to do so. Now I will begin the reading, studying of this section 4 of this preparation for Pesach. I'm starting at the second paragraph. As one starts one's preparation for Pesach, usually one starts to clean. Spring cleaning, it's called in the Western world. One starts to clean physically, and then one starts to meditate through the action of the physical cleansing on the spiritual cleansing that one needs to do within oneself. This year, I would like to share a change with you. Let us start to evaluate on the following prior to starting our physical cleansing, and let this be the frame of reference for our spiritual cleansing. Pesach is both a spiritual process and a physical process. Pesach should be a spiritual tool to achieve a higher state of consciousness. Let us start our spiritual process by answering the question, what is the difference between being spiritual and being religious? It's a rhetorical question right now in this class. It's a rhetorical question for you to answer for yourself as you begin the physical cleaning. One answer that has been given by the sages: when one makes his desire to receive to be consistent with Hashem's will, this is known as the plan of creation, that is being religious. When one knows his desire to receive was created by Hashem, and therefore his desire is the plan of creation, it is Hashem's will, that is being spiritual. Say the Ana B'Koach and contemplate these two short sentences for 5 minutes, and then start your cleaning. Each day, contemplate these two sentences before you start your physical cleaning. You will find your Seder to be an exceptional spiritual experience if you start in this manner. Remember, never believe a word I say, yet please try to what I am suggesting. See if it works for you. Test it for yourself. Pesach preparation. Pesach preparation starts the day after Purim, and is usually thought of as spring cleaning. Yet it is much more, as we will begin to see in this class. And a significant amount of gematriot associated with the words and letters of Pesach. Before we start the gematria, let us remind you of a teaching from class 3. Getting crazy over physical cleaning for the spring without realizing that we need to cleanse spiritually is inappropriate. It's a very minor, moderate word. It should be much stronger. It's wrong to get crazy over Pesach cleaning. At the end of Pesach, just before the Seder, that last day, the 14th day, we will be saying a blessing and a statement that using mind over matter makes every part of chametz that I did not clean disappear. It happens. Even if in the middle of Pesach you find a piece of bread that you didn't find during your cleaning, it's not there. It's been disappeared through the blessing that we say and the statement that we say on the 14th day of Nisan. But if this is true, why are we cleaning at all? And we will answer that question in a little bit. First, we need to have some Pesach gematriot that gives us insight into what is the meaning of Pesach. Prior to the holiday of Pesach is an unusual Shabbat. It is this coming Shabbat for us. It is called Shabbat HaGadol. Gadol means big, great, large. Thus, Shabbat HaGadol translates as the great Shabbat, the large Shabbat, the meaningful Shabbat. But every Shabbat is meaningful. Every Shabbat is significant. So why is this Shabbat called Shabbat HaGadol and does not have a special maftir, does not have a special reading other than the Haftarah for Shabbat HaGadol, which is read because the second to the last verse has the word Gadol in it? Let us continue to learn. The gematria of HaGadol is 42. All of us know 42 relates to the Anabakoah, and it relates to creation. The great Shabbat, Shabbat HaGadol, has a purpose. It's to prepare your consciousness to receive the final redemption. Is it going to happen during Pesach? I'll let you decide that for yourself. Please know that the word Gadol can be spelled fully with a vav, or using the vowel called a kibbutz, the three dots in a diagonal. The kibbutz uses three dots in a diagonal line written below the letter. In the Chumash, the five books of Moses, the Haggadol appears 26 times. Is that significant? Yes. 26 is the gematria of the Hashem's name. 18 of those times, the Hagadol is written with the kibbutz vowel, meaning incomplete. 18 is the gematria of the word chai, which means life. An interesting fact known mainly to mathematicians is the square root of 18 is 4.24. 424 is the gematria of the name Mashiach ben David. Of course, people will say all of this is coincidence. Those who know the system of gematria will also know that there is no coincidence, only the plan of Hashem, the plan of creation. What does all of this teach us? Come and see the meaning of these clues, these hints about the plan of creation. Please excuse me for a second while I take a sip of water. The Kabbalists teach that Shabbat HaGadol is the gateway to Pesach, just as the gate of 42 is the final gate before entering the Holy of Holies in the temple. The gateway to Pesach is more than just a metaphor. Of course, one can limit one's perspective to just the metaphor, or one can perceive the metaphor as something real as well. The sages also teach that the weekly reading of the Torah scroll is a circle, without beginning and without end. They allude to this by having the reading on Simchat Torah be both the last reading, including the last verse, and the first reading, including the first verse in the Torah scroll. It is interesting to note that the first verse has seven words, and the last verse has 12 words. Seven represents the physical world, the 7 days of creation, and so forth. 12 represents the 12 tribes of Israel. Do you see the connection between these two numbers and the annual solar cycle, meaning a year? Let me remind you that the Hebrew calendar has 7 leap years in a total calendar year of 19. 7 plus 12 is 19. When we look at these two verses together, there are 2 of the 22 Hebrew letters not utilized in these two verses. The 2 letters are Samach and Pei. This word, Saf, in modern Hebrew means a threshold. If spelled with a kibbutz vowel under the Samach, it means end, as in Ein Sof, or the endless world. It is also interesting to note that the Kabbalists teach us to have a special reading of 6 verses on each of the first 12 days of Nisan in order to take control of the months of the year. These 12 days are the threshold to the holiday of Pesach, spelled Pei Samach Chet. Our sages also teach that the letter Chet in Chametz, spelled Chet Mem Tzadi, gets transformed into Matzah, spelled Mem Tzadi He, through letter substitutions, using the parts of the mouth. A Chet can become a He through this transformation. We will look at this relationship between Chametz and Matzah below. Returning to the first and last verses in the Chumash, we find that by joining the Chet to the Samach and Pei, we reveal 19 letters being utilized in these two verses. Remember, there are 19 years in the Hebrew calendar cycle. Is this a coincidence, or is it a hint to us that the 7 days of Pesach, following the threshold of the first 12 days of Nisan, are actually a separate dimension of time? In the 7 days of Pesach are another dimension of time, and I know for myself that they are. Then the threshold to this dimension is the 15 steps of the Seder, which we will discuss below. It also explains why there is a seventh day of Pesach holiday. This allows a process of gentle return to our dimension of time. When one knows that the time runs backwards to our time in the spiritual world, then the above makes even more sense. It also helps us to explain the cleaning associated with the Chametz of Pesach. It also explains the Hasidic custom or minhag to hold the Seder of Mashiach on the eighth day of the holiday for those who celebrate 8 days due to living outside of the land of Israel. Just as the children of Israel went out of Egypt, they crossed the Yam Suf, which was a spiritual cleansing, and arrived for the 72 hours, 3 days at Mount Sinai. We will go out of our Egypt, cross the limitation, the ends we create for ourselves, and elevate through the 49 Sephirot associated with the Omer, and arrive at our Mount Sinai, the holiday of Shavuot. Here are some additional gematria hints regarding Pesach and Mashiach. When we subtract the 7 days of Pesach from the 365 days of a normal time, we are left with 358 days. 358 is the gematria of Mashiach. This is also hinted at within the Torah by the 210 years that the children of Israel spent in Egypt as slaves to Pharaoh. When we add the gematria of Pesach, which is 148, to the 210, we have a value of 358, also indicating, hinting to the process of manifesting Mashiach. So we see that the holiday of Pesach is otherworldly and a threshold to Mashiach consciousness. A threshold to Mashiach consciousness. Let's approach Pesach this year with Mashiach as a goal and the breaking of our limitations as the process we experience during these 7 or 8 days of Pesach. I'm also going to reveal something that most people in the United States have not heard. There is a teacher, a Kabbalist, from the, I believe it's the 1700s, and I will be describing his name eventually. Right now it's escaping my brain. But he teaches very clearly that the coming of Mashiach will take place. Well, what he teaches is that the restoration of the dead will physically take 210 years. And that it must manifest completely by the year 6000. So if we subtract 210 from 6000, we are referring to 5790. We are in 5778. You can do the math. continuing to read. Matzah and chametz. Matzah is made from wheat grains or any of the other grains. Matzah is bread. Chametz is bread. What is the difference? On the physical level, matzah is bread made with a time limitation. Matzah is flour mixed with water. This process is monitored so that from the moment of mixing until the matzah is removed from the fire takes no more than 18 minutes. Why is there this 18-minute limit? Grains usually have yeast associated with them. This yeast expands when mixed with water and heat. Yeast is what makes bread and cakes rise. Yeast is what is chametz. Kabbalah teaches that when yeast expands, it is a metaphor for our own egos. Therefore, when we remove yeast from what we eat, we are removing our ego. When we limit the growth of yeast by only putting heat on it for 18 minutes, we are limiting the growth of our own egos. It is impossible to remove yeast from grains. It is impossible to remove your ego from yourself completely. This is because yeast is always mixed with grains by winds and other methods. So the best we can do is to limit the time that the yeast has to expand itself. This is why we limit the time of cooking and guard the wheat from mixing with water, except as planned within the 18 minutes. When matzah is guarded, as the halakha describes, then it is referred to as shmura matzah, or guarded matzah. Children are taught that the reason we eat matzah on Pesach night at the Seder is that we were rushed out of Egypt and did not have time to let the bread rise. This is patently false. As the Torah says, Pharaoh told us to leave Egypt after midnight with the 10th plague, the killing of the firstborn. The Torah tells us we did not leave until the morning light. The bread could have been allowed to rise. So why did we eat matzah then? And why do we eat matzah now? As students of Kabbalah, we realize and know that we never follow something due to a physical or a historical reason. We only do something for energy reasons, for spiritual reasons. Nisan is the month that is created by the planet Mars. This is taught by the Sefer Yetzirah, one of the oldest and most venerated books of Kabbalah. Mars is known as the red planet, and also the planet of wars and bloodshed. This astrological influence pours down upon our earth and everything within its aspect. This means people, animals, plants, and rocks. If we do not recognize this influence, then we still will experience this influence. This means that people will be influenced to fight with family members or with other people. Of course, people can stop their reactions, as we are taught to do with the tool of binding by striking. This is an unwritten commentary, but it's an important one for you to listen. As you know, I do prepare research and explanations for what is the energy of the year. At the end of 6 months, we will enter a new year of 5779. There is no verse in the Tanakh
that has this gematria. There are three verses in the Tanakh that have the name of the year, Taf, Shin, Ayin, Tet, within them, concealed within them. But it is significant that there is no verse directly in the Tanakh. It's an implication that if you don't study Kabbalah to understand that there are codes in the Torah, it's going to be an extremely difficult year. This is part of the prophecies leading up to the Mashiach. We are striving to avoid the manifestation of those negative prophecies. The best way that I know to learn yourself how to do this analysis, how to do the appropriate thing for you, is to strengthen your intuition. And the best tool to strengthen your intuition is to learn the Sefer Yetzirah with a teacher that teaches it as an experiential effect, as an experience, not as an intellectual pursuit. I teach the Sefer Yetzirah as an experiential. My teachers taught me this. Today, there are very few people teaching the Sefer Yetzirah experientially. Many are teaching it intellectually. I strongly suggest that you take these next 6 months to learn the Sefer Yetzirah. But I can tell you it's not an easy process. What does that mean? It means I have taught a number of students the Sefer Yetzirah classes. Each of the classes teach a different method of meditation. Each of the classes require you to spend years developing these different methods until you settle on one of the methods as what is right for your soul. And all of the students that I have had, and there have been many being taught the Sefer Yetzirah, not one has completed all 42 weeks, all 42 classes. There are students going through it now. There are students starting the process. It's a class, when it's taught experientially, that needs to be taught one-on-one, or at most, one-on-two. My time is limited, as I'm sure you appreciate. It's time. The 12 years are winding down. I'm continuing to read. Animals also have the ability to minimize this astrological influence, since animals are controlled by their owners. Rocks and inanimate objects do not move, and so the influence is significantly lessened. Grains are to the plant kingdom what people are to the animal kingdom. Grains have the largest desire to receive within the plant kingdom, just as people have the largest desire to receive within the animal kingdom. As such, much of the astrological influence is absorbed by the grains during the month of Nisan. If we people eat that grain as bread with the expanded ego of the East, God forbid, during Passover period, we we will become influenced by this energy of war, of bloodshed, and general arguments and mayhem. In fact, one of my teachers describes the grain in a store owned by an unobservant Jew to be the equivalent of an atomic bomb going off inside of the Jew who eats it. Substitute child of Israel for the word Jew in both places. It will cause the child of Israel to fight and create arguments and battle in all of his world during this period from Pesach until Shavuot. Remember the big battle that took place at Pesach. This is the reason we do not eat chametz during the 7 days of Pesach, or the 8 days outside of the land of Israel. And we do not eat chametz that was owned by a Jew, a child of Israel, during these same days. The actual mitzvah is to eat matzah only at the Seder meals, not in all days of the Pesach holiday. This makes it easier on people with stomach issues and finding matzah too binding. Of course, one may start to ask why they find it too binding, but not other people. The main point is to not eat anything or use anything with chametz within it. This means anything with a large desire to receive, such as the item lanolin, which is an extract of lambs. So there are many people who do not utilize their normal hair shampoo because it contains lanolin. There are many additional items that are considered chametz. If you are not sure, many synagogues put out lists of items that are chametz. You can also send me an email and I will research the issue for you. I am not a rabbi, but I do have access to people who are knowledgeable in this area. Selling chametz. As we know, the 14th day of Nisan is the 29th of Nisan. The 29th of March. So I do accept the selling of chametz. I don't write the contract directly myself, but I have certain rabbis who have written these contracts repeatedly. They are knowledgeable and they do it properly. It is available to my students. If you will send me the list of areas where your chametz is going to be left, going to be locked up, even if it's just a cabinet that you put tape over and put a sign on it that says sold for chametz, sold for Pesach. It is available to you as long as I receive it to yeshem@hotmail.com by noon on the 29th of March. I'm now scrolling past this section of selling chametz. There is this idea of searching and burning for chametz the night of the 29th of March. The night of the 13th day of, or the night that is the beginning of the 14th day. That's what this section is describing. The night before Pesach, Seder, as soon after sundown as possible, we have a Kabbalistic minhag to search for chametz Actually, we should already have cleaned our house totally of any and all chametz and have sold any chametz we are leaving over to use after Pesach. When we actually do, what we actually do is wrap some gross chametz items into small paper bags, 10 in number. When we have one, we then have one adult of the household hide these 10 bags in plain sight so as to include the children in the search. And the whole family searches for the chametz in the dark. As each bag is found, it is identified with a sefirah, from Keter down to Malchut. This is done for each adult in the house. These chametz sefirot are then gathered together, put into a paper bag next to the door, to be taken outside on the morrow, on the morning of the 14th, and they are burned. Find out where your burning is taking place. Usually it is in the parking lot of the synagogue. But find out, because it's a fire hazard and it needs to be permitted. It's not something that anybody can do at their home, although many do. I have done so in my own home, in my own backyard. I put a bowl with the chametz in it. I poured lighter fluid over it. And I've lit it. I'm scrolling down a little bit. The Seder itself. The purpose of the Seder is to do exactly the meaning of the word Seder. Seder means to put your life in order. To do this takes 15 steps. The 15 steps are related to the yud and the he of the name of Hashem. They are related to the tree of life. We are now going to read off the names of these stages, along with the letters that relate to these stages. To my knowledge, most of these letters, this understanding, this teaching, is not available elsewhere, other than the book that I read it in, which is a Kabbalistic Haganah, Haggadah. And soon we will be discussing these stages in detail. But it is important to realize that just listing the names of the stages at the beginning of the Seder is all of the energy of these stages. Kadesh, the letter Tav. Urchas, the letter Nun. Karpas, the letter Mem. Yachatz, the letter Lamed. Magid, the letter Resh. Rosha, the letter Samach. Motzi, the letters Kaf and Pe. Motza, the letter Aleph. Maror, the letter Yud. Koresh, the letter Chet. Shulchan Oresh, the letter Tzadik. Safon, the letter Dalet. Berach, the letter Shin. Halel, the letter He and Vav. Nirsa, Gimel, Zion, Chet, Ayin, and Kut. Please mute your phones because there's a lot of background noise. Please mute your phone until you're ready to ask a question. It is important for everyone to say these names at the beginning of the Seder, and also at each stage of the Seder, we say the name of that stage along with the letters. Since most people do not know about the connection to the letters, they don't say them. The names of the letters with the names of the stages. This is a mistake, and it is highly recommended to say both the letter name and the stage name together at the beginning of the Seder and at each stage. Here's an important teaching about the Seder. You don't have to go hungry until the meal is served. Hopefully your host and hostess will put out finger foods, snacks, as long as they are not matzah or grains. You may eat anything that fills you up and keeps you satisfied and removes the hunger pangs. The only aspect of the halakha is that you must complete the meal by midnight. That's halakhic midnight, which in daylight savings time is 1 a.m. This is the end of our class for today. We will be doing an additional class, a few classes on the Seder. But our 3 o'clock class is going to be discussing the relationship between hair and the Omer. It's out of order, but it isn't out of order, because it's good to get a haircut before the Seder begins. By doing so, you know you don't get your hair cut again, or your beard trimmed again, if you have a beard, for 7 weeks, for 50 days, actually 51 days, including the second day of Shavuot. Understanding this connection, I'm using today as a day to teach you about getting this haircut, beard trim, so that you have time in the next 2 weeks to do that action, and why you do it. We will have that class at 3 p.m. West Coast time. Tomorrow, Monday, at 4:30, we will have a deeper Zohar class on the Parasha of Noah. We should finish section 31, but we'll see. Our 7 o'clock class, which is normally a class about Rabbi Ashlag's essays, we will continue our preparation for Passover. If you don't have the time to listen to these classes at the time they are being given, please connect to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, the third column from the left, which is a link to the recordings. All of the recordings of all of the classes for the last couple of years. All of these recordings are available, and especially the newest ones are at the top. Take your time. Listen. It's part of your preparation for Pesach and the Seder. I bid shalom to all, but I do ask first for any questions, and I will be unmuting the phone. Are there any questions? I bid shalom to all. Have a beautiful week. Shavuot Tov. A shalom gadol, much peace, large peace in your life as you cleanse yourself through the process of cleaning for Passover. Shalom to all.